So this week is something called Bahab. Bays, hey, bays. And it's not very popular these days, and many people have never heard of it. When I talk about a potential fast day, not only one fast day this week, but two fast days, because Bahab stands for bays is two, that's Monday. Hey is five, Thursday. And bays is, so Monday, Thursday, Monday is Bahab. So it's a fast day, or it is, depending on what what minig you have. But back in the day, it was much more, popular, but much more accepted. And many, so not only was it a fast day, it was a real fast day. Wouldn't it be a real fast day, a fake fast day? Meaning to say is, if you kept Bahab this Monday morning, you would not be reading from Parshas Emor. You'd be reading from Bidinei Tainis, the same reading you have on a Tainis you used to read on assembly on Thursday. So it wasn't like this, it was full-fledged. It was like, even, you have Slichas, you have, the whole world. It's like in terms of pragmatically, it looked like the other fast days. Let's say, we know, going back, there is one biblical fast day, Yom Kippur, and then we have four originally made Divrei Kabbalah. Today they're less than Divrei Kabbalah. Maybe, Tisha B'Av is a Shaila. That's probably only the Rabbanan, the rest are Minhagim, but they come from Zechariah, Midivrei Kabbalah, the Som HaRavi coming up not that long, Yudzayin Tammuz, Som Chamishi Tisha B'Av, Som Shvi, Som Gedalia, Som Asir Asar B'Tavis. And then we have Tainis Esther, which is a Tainis Shos Simcha. I guess Yom Kippur is a Tainis Shos Simcha. It's the happiest day of the year, but it comes with a lot more functionally. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av look alike. We do many, but they're two extremes. Tisha B'Av is a Yemei Avelis, and Yom Kippur is Yemei Simcha, not the normal Simcha of Basar V'Yayin, a spiritual Simcha of hopefully being forgiven for all our sins. But then you have a minig among firstborns on Erev Pesach. They fast. So many people don't know about the Erev Pesach fast because many people I'm talking about firstborn. I mean firstborn to care, not firstborn to going to eat anyway. There are many firstborns who have never fasted in their life. And why is that? Because the minig is to have a siyam on that day. And apparently a siyam mitzvah. So a sudas mitzvah apparently is nidche, the low-level minig of fasting, lower-level minig of fasting in Erev Pesach. Because, of course, you ask, it's a great setup. Let me make a siyam on Yom Kippur. I won't have to fast. Let's make a siyam. I guess you can make a siyam on Tisha B'Av or something in like Avelis, maybe Mohi Katan, but assuming the stuff you could learn or whatever. So obviously we can't and don't, because apparently, obviously the different levels of fasting. So clearly Yom Kippur is a Din D'Oraisa, the other one's a Midrabanan. So apparently, for whatever reason, the minhag developed, they viewed Erev Pesach as a lower level of a fast. It only applies to firstborns, not the whole Klal Yisrael. That could be telling also. And therefore, the minhag was to have a siyam. According to some, I think they quote Reb Henkin as saying, and really it's different than other ones. I think he writes, if you give tzedakah instead of hearing a siyam, you're okay also. So the point being is, not that you follow that or not, it's good to give a tzedakah anyway, but the point being is, it was a lower level fast day, and therefore, a siyam's good enough. In other words, we know there's different levels. For instance, let's say hypothetically, someone got married during the month of Nisan, and on Nisan, there's a minig not to fast. But if you're getting married, there's a minig of a chasan, kala, obviously assuming they're well and they're up to it, to fast. So what do you do? You have a fast. On one hand, if you're a chasan, there's a minig to fast. On the other hand, so most assume that the minig of fasting for a chasan is earlier than the minig of not fasting on Nisan, and hence the minhag, again, yesh v'yesh, but the minhag seems to be that a chassan fast even if it's during Nisan. What did Zechariah do?
For what? For the fast of firstborn?
No, for the fast of getting married during Nisan.
Oh, so I heard you still should
fast. Yeah, exactly. I wonder who you heard that from. Yeah. So therefore, as I said, so therefore it's different minhagim, so we assume the chassan does fast. So at this point now, not all fast days are equal, as we know that anyway. Clearly, in the biblical, but even within the different minhagim, there's some stronger. Which leads us to Bahab, which I'm saying Bahab is, it's a fast. See, on Erev Pesach, we wouldn't change the Kriyas HaTorah. We don't. You know, on Tainus Esther, we do. But, and clearly, you know, when a chassan does it, it's also interesting because a chassan is that's a minhag yachid as opposed to fasting, and yet we still say it. So this shows the difference. You know, even sometimes if a yachid fast is stronger, it overcomes even a minhag tzibur. You know, clearly, you know, which isn't as strong. It's just more. You know, the month we don't do a lot of things in Nisan, and that's one of them. Yeah. So the shaila is Bahab. I'm pointing out it's so strong if you keep it that even that. So today you have those who. Even those who fast, some don't change. Like maybe you read Parshas Emor. Like for me, I remember when I was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. I think that's probably the first time I heard of Bahab. And I think in theory, what happened? So maybe we never fasted, but we did. Maybe it was. You know, I guess they could all go together. You could say Slichas and not fast, or you could. Fast and still not change the Parashah Shavua. So I don't recall. I don't think we did. I don't know. I definitely don't remember changing the Kriyas HaTorah. I don't recall if I fasted anymore. But the bottom line is, you can, within the Minhagim, but the original strongest minig is you fast and you change. That's the original institution. So in fact, so by Bahab is... That's the original did. There's a discussion in Halacha. If one eats on a fast day, can you get an Aliyah? So the source of no is Bahab. I think the Beis Yosef brings down the one who eats on Bahab. Again, so we're talking about if we're reading the Tainus Dika Kriyas HaTorah. If you're reading Emor, clearly we're not reading it B'Torah Sibor, and then you know you're not really keeping the Bahab the same way. So then, so it could be, you know, if the whole community is keeping Bahab and you're reading Emor, so maybe the minig wouldn't be. But strictly speaking, obviously it applies to if you're reading the Tainus. If you're reading Kriyas HaTorah because it's Monday and Thursday, it's nothing to do with the Tainus. So the bottom line is that's where the Beis Yosef brings down that if one eats on a fast day, they should not get an Aliyah. Jeff, you have a question?
It's just to tell you, basically, what dates is Bahab? What, like the second 12th of Iyar or what?
There's no specific date, but it comes out. It's a day of the week. Like not necessarily.
I understand that.
Like it's Monday. So this year, whatever the date is. I mean, look, I have a calendar in front of me. Actually, I got to turn over because it's May 1st tomorrow. It is, it's the 20th, tomorrow, so it's the 25th it's the 10th of Iyar. It's the 10th of Iyar tomorrow, so I don't know if there's, I don't think there's a date that happens to be the 10th of Iyar. Every year, depending on when Monday falls out, obviously it's not the first week, you wait a certain amount of time after, and then it's the Monday, Thursday, Monday. What do you want to know?
Is it the first Monday of the year or the second Monday of the year you begin?
If it was this year, it'd be the second Monday in the year because it'd be the 10th. So I don't have to go through, since I don't keep a hab, I'm not really up on it. But I'm just saying, yeah, but it's a good, there is whatever whatever the formula is, I just wait for Ezra's Torah to tell me that they... That's how they remind me about Bahab when I read it in the Ezra's Torah Luah. But, you know, yeah, exactly. So it's in there. You can look it up. Maybe they tell you when it is. So the bottom line is that's So is that true? Anyway, that halacha, that if you eat on a fast, you can't get an aliyah. So that's an actual, that's a, on Bahab, it's a, there's agreement on Bahab. But you would think maybe Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av would be stronger. Perhaps there's room to be Mako, depending how you look at it, Mako or Machmer, but let me explain. There's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eger. But before the famous Rabbi Akiva Eger, let's just give you the basics. The halacha is that on Yom Kippur, we read from Parashas Acharei Mos, which we just read this week. And that's also, we read also, you know, Mincha Yom Kippur, we read from there as well. But what's unique about, so normally on Shabbos we have a Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha. On Yontif we do not. But on a Tainis we do. So on a Shabbos and a Yom Tainis, we have Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha for two different reasons, but we have a Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha. On Yontif, a Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, there's no afternoon Kriyas HaTorah. So generally speaking, on Yontif there is no Mincha Kriyas HaTorah, only on Shabbos and a fast day. So comes along Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we do have Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha. So that's the Chakira, Yesh Lachkor. Why are we reading Kriyas HaTorah at Yom Kippur Mincha? Because on one hand, it's Shabbat Shabbaton. On one hand, it's treated like a Shabbos in many ways. So we reading it just like Shabbos. The Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos demands a double Kriyas HaTorah. So too, Yom Kippur is patterned after Shabbos. What they say? No. Really, there wouldn't be an afternoon Kriya out there, but Yom Kippur happens to be a Yom Tainis as well. So because it's a din of a Tainis, just like on any other Tainis we read at Mincha, so too here. That's a Chakira in the Achronim. Why do we read Kriyas HaTorah? Is it B'Torah's Tainis? Or is it B'Torah's Kedushas Hayom? So Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses my nafkamina. Who cares? Either way, I'm reading it, so what's the difference? Why? So Rabbi Akiva Eger has an interesting chiddush, or not chiddush, that he says, really, on Yom Kippur morning, all agree, I'm not saying all do agree, but Rabbi Akiva Eger says that if someone's eating on Yom Kippur, they shouldn't be. That could be, there's different eating on Yom Kippur. There's eating on Yom Kippur because you could have a mitzvah to eat. Other times you're eating because you don't care about Yom Kippur. But so I'm not getting into those distinctions now. But Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, Pashtus, the morning of Yom Kippur, even if you're not fasting, but what you can still get an aliyah. Because first of all, the assumption is, see, by Bahab, if you're not fasting, you have nothing. There's nothing else in Bahab but fasting. On Yom Kippur, you have the five inuyim. There's many things you can do on Yom Kippur, keeping Yom Kippur. Let's say I'm a chola, I have to eat, but I don't have to wear shoes, or I don't have to anoint myself. So all the other things, the fact you're eating doesn't exempt you from all the other Isurim on Yom Kippur. So Rekiv Eger says, you're still a bar chiyuva on Yom Kippur. Even though you're eating, doesn't make you, you might, depending why you're eating, it might be a mitzvah, it might be an aveira, but it doesn't. So therefore, the reading on Yom Kippur mornings, that's Kedushas Hayom. So anyone could get the Aliyah. He wants to, what about Mincha? Does Mincha have a, so he seems to, I think if I recall correctly, he seems to lean that it's also as Kedushas Hayom, and that someone who is eating could also get an Aliyah on Mincha Yom Kippur. That's already a discussion. Or maybe he says it by Shacharis and not by Mincha. I have to go check the Rabbi Akiva Eger. But he raises the issue by Mincha. If you assume it's B'Torah's Kedushas Hayom, so then you can get an Aliyah. But if it's B'Torah's Tainis, you can't get an Aliyah. And so therefore so what's the Raya that it's Shabbos or Tainis? Like, so why would I think one or the other? So at first glance, we should be able to bring a Raya that should be black and white. Bring me a Raya that is like a Tainis and not like Shabbos. There's something we do, Mincha Yom Kippur, that we don't do on Shabbos, that we do on a Tainis. What is that? something we do after Kriya Satorah, immediately after Kriya Satorah. Haftorah, correct, the Maftir. So what do we do on Yom Kippur? We know we read Maftir Yonah. This past Shabbos, we didn't read a Maftir. So, like, that should be a black and white. The fact that we have a Maftir Yonah, that should signal that we're reading Mincha Yom Kippur, Midin Tainis, not Midin Kedusha Sayom. Right? That would be a Raya. What? Do you have a question?
Yes, I'm sorry. Just to explain again, why was it so that you read, what do you call it, on the afternoon, on Kippur afternoon, you read, but that shows that it's Zionist, but not Kedusha Sayom.
Yeah, because what this past Shabbos, Mincha, do we read a Haftorah at Mincha?
No.
Right. And on a fast day, do we read a Haftorah at Mincha?
I believe so.
So Yom Kippur, what do we do?
Oh, we read it. We read, in fact,
Maftir Yonah.
Yonah.
I don't care what we read, but we read it. So therefore, what does it prove?
Oh, I see. So Maftir Yonah. So that shows that it has the Yom Kippur, at least here, this seems to have the din of
Well, obviously, we don't read on Shabbos, so it must show it's we reading Midin Tanya. However, it's not such a strong proof, because really Tosis and Shabbos points out that really originally we did read a Haftorah on Shabbos. In fact, we read a Haftorah on Shabbos. In fact, the minig is Shabbos morning we read with Maftir from a Navi, and the old minig was we were Maftir by Ksuvim. And that's a separate issue, though. We know we have three Shabbosos. On Sholosh Regalim, we have the same Shemona Esrei for all, except for Musa, we have the same. But on Shabbos, we have three different Shemona Esreis. Friday night, Vayichu HaShamayim, so that talks about Shabbos of Maisa Bereshis, creation of the world. Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelko, the Shabbos of Har Sinai, and the Shabbos Mincha Ata Echa V'Shimcha Echad, when the whole world will recognize that there'll be one God. That's the Shabbos Yimosa Mashiach. So Ksuvim have more to do with Mashiach. So the effort of the minig was that we read from Ksuvim at Mincha Shabbos Yom Kippur. Whatever the reason was, the minig no longer exists, but therefore it's not a proof anymore, because fundamentally we did read a Haftorah. Of course, maybe you bring a Raya. Where's Yonah from? Nevi'im or Ksuvim? So therefore, you still want to bring a Raya from there. But either way, that's why it's a discussion. So the bottom line is, that's why, since it's the general minhag is we don't give someone, all things being equal, since it's a debate, but there is what to rely on. If, let's say, it's a big, not to cause a machlokes, someone, whatever the case is, but generally the minhag is, in most cases you're not going to, you don't necessarily know if the person's eating anyway. I wonder if you know the person's driving, would that be an issue? But that's a separate issue. So the bottom line is, just on that topic, that's why, based on this, there are a couple, based on whether you say it's Midin Tainis or Midin Kedushas Hayom, it does make a difference in terms of, there's another issue. What is the Nusach we read? What do you mean the Nusach? So on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we have a Nusach of the Yomim Noraim. Baruch Hu Es Hashem Amir Barach, as opposed to the classical Nusach. Not only for the Aliyah, but the one reading. So the Shaila is, do I read Mincha Yom Kippur B'Toras Nusach Yomim Noraim, or do I read it B'Toras Nusach Tainis? So that would be the Nakuda. If we're reading it B'Toras Kedushas Hayom, it should be the Yomim Noraim Nusach. If we read it B'Toras regular, it shows it. So what do we do? So the minhag seems to be in most Ashkenaz shuls that I've been in, we read the regular Nusach. So that should be a raya that maybe it's Midin Tainis. Albeit, let me just point out, many years ago when I was in YU, and I lived there and I davened there Yom Kippur, So I was fortunate enough to get Levi Mincha Yom Kippur. So Levi's easy. I just wait for what the Kohen does. And then see, the trick is, what is the Kohen? I guess the Kohen can ask the Baal Koreh, or the Baal Koreh asks the Kohen, whatever it works, what are you doing? But for me, it's already decided. So the Baal Koreh read the regular, and the Kohen did, and I did also. The only issue was, it wasn't an issue, but it's an observation. Rav David Lipschitz, the Suvak Rav, one of the big Roshi Yeshiva, he got up at Shlishi and read B'Torah Yomim Noraim. So maybe he didn't hold from this whole shtickel Torah, or maybe he was making a macha. Whatever it was, I'm being descriptive. I never asked him. That's what he did. So they have that's once I have one story with the David. I'll give you another story. Getting back to Bahab, actually, he used to run the main Beis HaMedrash minyan in YU. So one day, I was at his minyan where we did slichos, tachanun, and said Hallel. What day was that? Slichos, Tachanun, and Hallel. Well, it was Yom HaAtzmaut, which happened to fall out on Monday or a Thursday. So he davened the regular, you know, I guess he might have fasted also. I don't know if he was fasting or not. But we did the Slichos on Bahab. And then at the end of davening, whether he did it, I don't know. But I think they do a Chatzi Hallel without a bracha. But the bottom line is, that was the one time I was in Minyan where they did all three. Usually you don't see that. It's not a contradiction. I'm just pointing out, that was the first and last time I was in a Minyan that did all of the above. So getting back here, one more nafkamina is Mincha Yom Kippur. This is, how many brachas do we make in the Haftorah on Mincha Yom Kippur? In other words, let me go back. On a Shacharis Shabbos, how many brachas do we make? Not how many, but we end Mekadesh HaShabbos, or Mekadesh Rav HaZmanim, right? But so everyone agrees to that. What do we do on a regular time? On a regular time is we end at Magen David or somewhere around there, right? So the shayla is, what do you do? And everyone agrees on Shacharis Yom Kippur, you do the full gamut. What about Mincha Yom Kippur? Do I stop at Magen David, or I keep on going and read all the brachas? So this is I think it's a machlokes machaber ramah. I think the machaber writes, you do them all. The ramah writes, you only do half of them. So if you want to take alumdis, it looks like Reb Yosef Karo is learning it's midin kedushas hayom, you need the full manti. But the ramah seems to go midin. That's the chakira, with many nafkaminas. But getting back to our question, so Bahab, my point is that the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Kiv Eger, deal with Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, that perhaps even if one is eating, maybe you still could get an aliyah because there are other things you're mechayev in the fasting besides eating, which could go against the Briska Rav. Maybe it wasn't Tisha B'Av, I don't remember. But the Briska Rav, there's a story with the Briska Rav that someone went to the Briska Rav, I'm not sure if it was Tisha B'Av or another Tainis, maybe it could make a difference, that they said, you know, I have the following condition, you know, should I fast or something? So he said no. So I think he ended up in his shul that day, and he ended up, whatever, he decided he felt better, he fasted anyway. So I guess the Briska Rav found out they were going to give him an aliyah. So they didn't give him an aliyah. So I guess he went over to the Briska Rav. He said, no, I ended up fasting. It's okay. He says, no, you don't understand that you're exempt from the fast. In other words, you can fast all you want, but you're not included in that. You don't get the mitzvah of a din tainis. In other words, the Briska Rav, you know, if someone's exempt from a fast, so you could fast any day you want. You could fast today, but you're not going to get a kiyum tainis. So I'm not sure if it was on Tisha B'Av or not, but then it could be that. So that would make more sense if it wasn't Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, because even if I'm eating, doesn't mean I have to wear leather shoes. So it probably maybe was not on Tisha B'Av, or then it would make more sense. But either be as it may, we lost Jeff. But okay. So maybe the time was up with him. Yeah. So therefore, getting back. So therefore, getting back to Bahab. So therefore, even though on Bahab it's clear if you eat, because it's not, and that's why also it's a Shiloh more on Yud Zayin Tam. If all you have to the Tainus is the Tainus, so then that's what the Beis Yosef's talking about. But if you're talking about Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, there's what to Yesh Lach Kor. So getting back to Bahab, what is the minhag? Where does this minhag come from? Why did people keep Bahab and fast? So I think they give three reasons. One is because over Yontif, you have a mitzvah of Simcha, Basar V'Yayin, and a lot of times, you know, sometimes you drink too much, you eat, you're in a more like less serious mood, and you might do things, you might lead to doing different averis or maybe speaking inappropriately. Yeah, I think they're concerned more with Medina Araya stuff, but that's what they seem to say. But so since you're involved in more of a simcha drinking, so therefore you want to make sure that you didn't do anything wrong over Yontif in the midst of the simcha, that you didn't violate any averis, Medina Araya or other things, and therefore we do tshuva. That's why we have Bahab after, I guess there is, you know, and we'll see, maybe there's no Bahab after Shavuos, I don't think, but that could be with the second reason. The second reason brought down is we're afraid you might have violated some Issa Malach on Chol HaMoed, which there is no Chol HaMoed on Shavuos, so that would explain that. So, you know, let's say different Malachas, people are usually lax and maybe too much of Chol, or they don't realize there's a Moed going on also. So perhaps to Mezalzel Chol HaMoed, so therefore also, we want to do tshuva, we do, you know, slichas and fast on Bahab. And the third reason, interesting, is this, it's also more sukkahs. This would explain maybe more sukkahs and Pesach. We're going to change of season. Like it's Mashav Aruch Morad Atal, summer, spring, and many times, as we see, when there's a change of season, people get sick, you know, whether it's flu, cold. So interesting, the post can bring that down. We ask God, you know, for that even though we're changing seasons, it shouldn't have a negative impact on us. We should stay healthy. So those are the three reasons brought down, is because perhaps we're involved in averas, not only arayas, but perhaps it led to different, you know, that's gilai arayas, maybe socializing, other things we shouldn't have been doing, whatever they may be, doing malacha and chol hamoed, and we ask God for health. So those are the different reasons, and hence the minhag bahag. So I'm not sure how many people have a minhag. So then some have I guess there could be people who actually fast, and maybe they had their own Kriyas HaTorah. I'm not sure. There are those who do slichas. Maybe they do fast, maybe they don't. I'm not sure, different minhagim. But whether we're going to say slichas and fast on Bahab, we could still take the message of Bahab, and it can't hurt to do tshuva, especially on Monday, Thursday, without the fast. We're not into fasting today. Maybe some will say fasting will make it worse. You won't be able to daven as well, learn. So even if we're not going to fast and take on the halachas of Bahab, we still recognize, you know, the value of Bahab, and we could do a personal tshuva as well.